Spirit Radio Podcasts.
For something different, I'm going to give you a lesson in Greek, all right? Has anybody out there studied Greek before? Well, if you've studied Greek, you'll know that hippos translates as horse. And our next guest runs a private occupational therapy clinic that specializes in the use of hippotherapy, which translates as treatment with help of a horse. Now, this clinic in County Cork is the only one of its kind in Ireland. And on the line now to tell us more about the work they do, we have Sarah Beasley. She's the occupational therapist and owner of Strides Therapy Clinic. And Sarah, you're very welcome to the show this morning.
Thanks, Jackie. Thank you.
Well, I was telling Sarah before we started the interview that I have a friend back in Texas who's done this kind of work, and it's just absolutely amazing what can be done with horses and for therapy. But a lot of our listeners probably have never heard of it before, Sarah. So can you just give us a little bit of background about what is this kind of therapy all about?
I can. It is a bit different thinking about it. So what we do, as you said, we're an occupational therapy practice, and instead of using, say, a therapy ball or a therapy swing in our practice, we're using the movement of the horse. So we have our children up on the horses, and we use the movement then to engage the different sensory and neuromotor and cognitive systems, and then we can manipulate those systems of our clients to work on functional goals. So we're using it really in a very holistic way to make gains within our clients.
And what kind of clients does your clinic work with, Sarah?
So we see children from 12 months old. We also see adults, but we limit our adult intake. And we would see children maybe with the likes of autism, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome or developmental delays. We see a whole host of children, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. And can you give our listeners some idea of the benefits that these children are receiving from doing horse therapy? How good is it for them, and what kind of improvements do you see for the children?
I suppose a huge one we see huge communication benefits. A lot of children develop a lot of communication skills and confidence when they're on the horse and with us. Another big one, and I suppose especially prudent with autism, is we see great benefits with sensory integration and sensory regulation. So if we can help a child to regulate themselves sensory-wise, we then in turn can work on functional skills that they may be lacking in, such as play skills or fine motor skills, you know, getting ready for school. So we can see great developments that way. Also, in terms of thinking of a child maybe with the likes of cerebral palsy, who might be a bit different and might have muscle difficulties, like that, we could sit a child on a horse with cerebral palsy who's very tight, has difficulty using their limbs in a functional manner, and within 5 minutes of the horse moving, all that tightness has released and relaxed, and that allows us then in turn to work those limbs in a functional manner. Again, to work on skills such as play skills or daily living skills such as learning to feed themselves. So we really do see great benefits.
I mean, Sarah, it's phenomenal, really. I mean, how did the connection get made between the horses and the improved functionality for these children in whatever difficulties they're facing? How did it come about that somebody thought, oh, horse therapy, this could be good?
Yeah, well, it is, and it's something that has been around for a long time. So hippotherapy would have originally in Germany and Austria, and then it made its way to Canada and the United States. So it was bizarre to me that in Ireland we're such a horse country that this wasn't happening here. Because as I say, it's just a run-of-the-mill therapy used in America. So it was a great opportunity to get to bring it home to Ireland.
Absolutely. And what are some of the testimonies you've had from clients? Are there any examples you can give us that people have come back and said, oh my gosh, this has just changed our lives?
We do have a lot of that, and at the moment, I suppose a big one would be the communication skills. We have a lot of parents who are saying that children who they could start speaking for the first time. It may not be full sentences, but we could have children who are nonverbal at 5, 6, 7 years of age, and all of a sudden we'll start saying words, and we can manipulate that in the setting. The horse is a great motivator for these children, and they want the horse to move for them. They want the horse to do different things. Mm-hmm. So we can really manipulate that and the horse doesn't move or the horse doesn't get to do something unless we get some form of a communication from the child. It doesn't always have to be verbal, mm-hmm. but some form of communication from them. So communication is a great one. Another one that a lot of parents will feel is great benefit is confidence. And children maybe mm-hmm. with anxiety, that the anxiety eases. They get a great confidence going to school and everything. And if you think of it, these are small little children and they're getting up on a big horse. It's bound to boost your confidence. It's a great accomplishment for them.
Is it true? I'm sure it's true because my researchers are amazing. But I just want to ask: is it true that you're the only one of your kind in all of Ireland that's doing what you're doing? And why aren't there more clinics like this? Because I know there's a lot of children around Ireland that could benefit from this kind of therapy.
Yeah, currently we're the only clinic of our kind in Ireland. And we have children coming to us from all over Ireland, which isn't an easy feat for parents.
No.
But I suppose it's very difficult to train in it to a high standard. You need to go to America, and it's timely and it's costly, and the setting up of the centre is a timely and costly factor as well. We are at the moment looking into developing training opportunities in Ireland for people. And that's something that's coming down the pipeline.
Oh, that would be exciting. Now, we've spent a lot of time talking about the children and the benefits that they've received and how this works. I'd love to talk about the horses for just a minute. Tell us, for the animal lovers that are out there in our listening audience, tell us about the horses at Strides Therapy Clinic.
Our horses are absolutely amazing. We couldn't provide this therapy without our horses. They are the backbone of our clinic. So, and it doesn't suit every horse. A lot of people think, you know, this is great. I have a horse. I can just, you know, put a child on him or just do it. These horses, they have a special brain for this sort of job. They have to be able to have bubbles blown at them, have a game of catch with a ball. We have sword fights between children on horses. You know, they really have to be well in tune for this sort of work. So it takes an awful lot of training. I have great girls working here with me. And our horses go through training on a daily basis, keeping them in tune, keeping their minds happy and fit for the job, keeping them fit for the job, because it can be quite difficult. It's very different to, say, standard horse riding, because we have children who have difficulty maintaining their balance, and they can have a lot of weight shifting on the horse's back, and it can be stressful on the horse. We can have children, a lot of children can get quite upset at the beginning. It can be a shock to them. So you can have children who might be crying or shouting, and the horse has to learn that they can't respond to this. They need to just stand and you know, do as they're told. And in fairness, we have amazing horses for it.
Wow. Wow. I bet you do. I bet you do. Oh, my goodness. This kind of thing really excites me, Sarah, to see, you know, that somebody is doing something maybe a little bit outside of the box that would be considered traditional therapy, and that it's working so well for children that have these special needs. Well done on what you're doing. If people want to support you in this or want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
They can drop us an email at info@strides.ie, or they can ring me directly. It's 085-104-5587. Or you can check out our Facebook page, and it's Strides Therapy Clinic.
Okay. Oh, great. Sarah, the work you're doing is just, it's amazing. Keep up the good work. And I hope that it just goes from strength to strength. And we see more kinds of clinics, therapy clinics like this for children across Ireland.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So that's Sarah Beasley. She's the occupational therapist and owner of Strides Therapy Clinic. It's in Upton, County Cork. We thank her so much for coming on this morning. What a wonderful thing that is happening down in County Cork for these children. It's strides.ie if you want to go to their website. And wow, what amazing job they are doing.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie. We'll be right back.